but separated into small classes, like children at a private school. Seabiscuit and Swing On were put into a 50-acre pasture with 9 other thoroughbred mares and their newborn foals. Colts are much like children, and their first year is their kindergarten. Each class is chosen with the greatest care, for the colts will remain together through their second summer and must be as evenly matched as possible in age and ability. All thoroughbred foals are born with the urge to run. So, much of their play at pasture is a series of spontaneous races. And nothing builds as strong racing muscles or awakens a colt's competitive spirit more than these games he plays at pasture. In every group of colts, as in every group of boys, there are usually two who stand out from all of the others. One is the hero, endowed with far more than his share of good looks, size, cleverness, and speed. The other is the outcast, an awkward, runty little fellow, looking as if he might have slipped in under the gate when no one was watching. Seabiscuit was the outcast in his class, and Granville was the hero. Granville was taller, more finely built, more spirited.